You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you're a music-loving female, then chances are you've experienced uncool behaviour at gigs. Sexual harassment and douchebags are rife in packed crowds and mosh pits. Well, a band trying to change the conversation around this is In Heart's Wake. Their new music video for their song Nomad has got an all-female mosh pit, highlighting the need to make the gig space safe and friendly for everyone. I caught up with Jake from the band ahead of their trip to New Zealand for an upcoming gig.
I believe it's a safe place where I like to think that there's no gender-defined separation, where everyone is welcome and everyone is able to express themselves and not feel that they're going to be laughed upon or beaten down or mistreated in any way. And we've seen plenty of that in the music industry, and people are, we're wanting to stand up about it and know that it's not okay.
Mm. So what are some of the problems that you've noticed that pro-mosh pit females might experience at gigs?
We've seen a lot of comments and a lot of feedback is not just with mosh pits, but also with crowd surfing, where some males think that it's okay to inappropriately touch or grope is a huge one. And that's an invasion of space and completely wrong. So that's one. It stems from a fear of stepping into that, which is something that I think is that's really the main thing that I see.
Absolutely.
I mean we're not going to go into the physicality, because there's some females that are 10 times stronger than some males that I've seen. So it's got nothing to do with that. But people do get knocked down and get hit, and sometimes the males are ruthless, in pits. So females are ruthless too. I've seen some of that too, but it seems to be just the domination there, and it stems from that fear, and it's not okay, and everyone needs to be able to express themselves freely in that mosh pit and not have this fear. Mm. So we want to stamp that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I guess it's not just restricted to mosh pits necessarily. I mean, I've noticed, being a female myself at gigs or standing at a festival in a big crowd, and this, kind of inappropriate touching that happens, I'm like, no,
yeah,
this is not okay. Just because we're, packed in like sardines doesn't make it okay you're entitled to behave in that way.
That's right. It's like some people think that there's this anonymity, like an anonymous sort of vibe, that they can get away with things because they're in a crowd, and there's actually Your Choice Today has been launched. I'm not sure if you're aware about it in Australia, but it's basically, urging setting ground rules and house rules, what is not okay and what is acceptable, and it's also asking people their stories to be shared, because it's not just ridiculing and pointing the finger at people, but it's looking at preventative solutions and how we can aid that.
Mm, no, I didn't know about that actually. So that's specifically for gigs, at music gigs.
Yes, correct. And it's not just directed straight at sexism, and it covers a wide range of things. But that's one of its main focus, because that's what we're seeing. That we're not gonna, no one's gonna turn a blind eye to this. It needs to be addressed.
And so in your music video for Nomad, it depicts your band at a gig with an all-female mosh pit. So I'm wondering, to have a female-friendly mosh pit, does it need to be all-female? Or is there a way to make it female-friendly while still accepting all genders in this space?
I don't think it has to be all-female, no. With our film clip, in order to make not only that statement, but to have it 100% female-friendly and a safe space, we wanted to make that statement and also create that space just to show what it would be like and what it can be like. That's not to say at every show that we do play, there is, we have everyone at our shows, and it's not just males, there are females moshing as well, but we would love to see more women in that mosh pit, and I know lots of women who want to be in that mosh pit, but again, feel that they're, I guess, not welcome because of the fear and because of what might happen. So this is our way of showing that. And I think with this Your Choice coming through and people talking up and standing up, I'd like to empower women more to know that they are not only welcome but safe in this space.
That people around them are going to be respectful, and it's, you know, that you don't just have to be around other females for that to happen, that it can be all genders. Yeah, because, I mean, I guess, and it was another thing that I was thinking about as well when I was speaking to some members of the news team earlier about this concept of a female-friendly mosh pit. And one of them said that she actually quite likes the aggression of mosh pits. So is this kind of, how do we maintain that sort of, because that's, you know, part of the way that people express themselves in mosh pit is that sort of aggression. How do we maintain that without, while still keeping it respectful? You know, how do you keep the elements of a mosh pit, I suppose, whilst making it respectful?
I mean, it's chaos. Contact does happen. But when we bring the word respect into this, it's 100% no groping. It's not targeting. It's everyone in their own space and being respectful of other people in that space. So, like I said, collisions. You know, we can't avoid that. That's going to happen. And that's where I just I really want to target again the groping and the targeting and this whole chick in the pit, like, you know, these statements that you hear people say, and it's like this spotlight that people draw on individuals when really it needs to be a place. It's just a place for everyone to just lose themselves, and that's what I like the most that I've seen at our shows, when there's no segregation of minority. It's incredible when you see that.
Right, so you...
I believe it can happen,
So you've seen it at your gigs?
Yes, that's right. And it's not like this is an all-female mosh pit now, then we're going to have an all-male one next. It's not this. It's everyone all together. And
people are just not being dicks.
Yeah, you're not being dicks. And when someone falls down, regardless of gender, everyone helps each other out. And it's brilliant. It's really brilliant to see that. But I don't want to call it team spirit, but there really is this tribe value there that I have witnessed, and it's amazing.
Absolutely. So there is definitely a way to kind of keep that sort of high intensity of a mosh pit whilst also, yeah, being a nice person.
That's right. There is.
Fantastic. And so you're coming to New Zealand very soon. Is this kind of a concept that you want to definitely make a big focus of your gig in New Zealand?
I wouldn't say it's a big focus of our gig, no. We're not going to call out this is an all-female mosh pit right now. But, I mean, we are very inclusive of everyone at our shows, always. Like, I like to make a statement of that when I can, when it's appropriate. And, you know, some shows there's more women crowd surfing than males, which is fantastic too, you know. Everyone loves to have a good time, and I want everyone to, again, feel respected is the main thing. I mean, safety... In terms of being hit, we can only do our best. It does happen. But just each to their own, and I'd like the tribe to just embrace every one of our shows.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.